Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know that feeling when you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off, trying to juggle work, relationships, responsibilities, and everything else life throws at you? Yeah, me too. And let's be real, sometimes it feels like self-care gets tossed out the window faster than a dropped ice cream cone on a hot day. But listen up, because today we're talking about something super important. Prioritizing your well-being, because honestly, you deserve it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture and tells us to constantly be on. But guess what? You can't pour from an empty cup. That means taking time for yourself, recharging those batteries, and showing up as your best self, both for yourself and everyone around you. It's not selfish, it's essential. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care like a boss. First things first, define what self-care means to you. It's not all bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. Self-care is about anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. It could be taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, spending time with loved ones, or even just carving out some quiet time for yourself. Think about what brings you joy, peace, and energy, and make those things a priority. Next up, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar, even if it's just 15 minutes a day, and stick to it. It might feel weird at first, but trust me, it gets easier, and the benefits are well worth it. Ever heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? Well, self-care is all about filling that cup back up. Now, let's talk boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for self-care because it allows you to protect your time and energy. Learn to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your priorities. It's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Remember, saying no to something doesn't mean you're being selfish. It means you're making a conscious choice to invest in your well-being. Speaking of boundaries, let's talk about technology. Our smartphones and social media can be amazing tools, but they can also become major time sucks and sources of stress. Take regular breaks from your devices, turn off notifications when you need to focus, and create tech-free zones in your home. Trust me, your mind, and your sleep, will thank you for it. Finally, remember that self-care is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel on top of the world and days when you feel completely overwhelmed. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't beat yourself up if you miss a day or two. Just keep showing up for yourself, one step at a time. Let me share a quick story with you that illustrates this point perfectly. I was once in the middle of a super busy week. Deadlines were looming, I had a million things on my to-do list, and I was running on fumes. I completely forgot to take care of myself, and by Friday, I was burnt out and miserable. Then, I had an epiphany. I had neglected to schedule in some self-care time like a true pro. So, I made a change. I carved out an hour on Saturday morning for a yoga class, followed by a delicious brunch with my best friend. It felt amazing to reconnect with myself and prioritize my well-being. And guess what? I was way more productive and focused the rest of the weekend. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. When you take care of yourself, you're not only investing in your happiness and well-being, but you're also setting yourself up for success in all areas of life. So, what are you waiting for? Make time for what nourishes your soul, set those boundaries, and embrace the power of self-care. Now, here's a challenge for you. What is one thing you can do today to prioritize your well-being? Maybe it's taking a 10-minute walk outside, reading a few pages of a good book, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Take that first step, and remember, you've got this. As always, thanks for tuning in to Overthinking Cure. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.